Now from bagpipes to tango, kind of an unlikely move, but this isn't your traditional tango. It's tango with a bit of electronica, rock, and hip-hop. It's by the group Bajo Fondo. Band leader and composer Gustavo Santaolalla started his career as a rocker. He likes to call Bajo Fondo contemporary music from his native Argentina and neighboring Uruguay. Gustavo Santaolalla is best known in the States for his Oscar-winning soundtracks for Brokeback Mountain and Babel. Now, in a sense, he's going back to his South American roots.
When we started to do this project, we knew that we were kind of stepping in sacred ground and that we were exposing ourselves to the possibility of being heavily criticized by the tango traditionalists and also even by the people that do electronic music or rock. But, you know, the reality is that the music of the band has been embraced by the people there. And that's, for us, is a big, big achievement. If you do something, what do you say, exotic, you know, mixing any type of music, you probably can sell it, you know, around the world, especially where people don't know very much about the genres. But to really have the people from Argentina and from Uruguay embrace this music, for us, have been a tremendous achievement, you know.
And they've been embracing it.
They've been embracing it, and, you know, even traditionalists have been very, very nice to us. I think because of the fact also that we always made clear that we don't do traditional tango. We're not trying to, you know, be the new tango or something like that. I mean, we're trying to do contemporary music from that part of the world.
This latest Bajo Fondo recording, Mar Dulce, features a number of unexpected voices, starting with Elvis Costello. Elvis Costello on the latest Bajo Fondo recording, Mar Dulce. There's also Gustavo Santaolalla, a track featuring Nelly Furtado and another with Julieta Venegas. Was this a requisite celebrity collaboration CD? I know you, Gustavo, have to have a higher calling than that.
Well, listen, we wanted to keep on exploring our, you know, in our search for this kind of universal language. And we try to kind of expand those horizons. And so we extend our collaborations like Lágrima Ríos, who unfortunately passed away, but he was an 82-year-old Uruguayan icon, or Gustavo Cerati, which is probably the biggest star of rock en español. On the other hand, somebody like Elvis Costello, that refers to something that we've been thinking about and trying to work it out in our music. I mean, we feel that there's a universal, a cosmic tango vibe that lots of artists have, and maybe they don't even know about it, but that they connect to the world of tango. Somebody, for example, like Tom Waits or like Nick Cave or somebody like Marianne Faithfull, they have a tango element to what they do. I think there's a connection in their art to darkness, to passion, to melancholy that is very similar to the way that tango approaches those emotions. And Elvis Costello definitely has that. Even in his vibrato is a very, very tango kind of vibrato, you know? So, I mean, we wanted to explore that, and the collaboration with Costello gave us that opportunity.
You mentioned Tom Waits, Nick Cave, and Marianne Faithfull. Are they on your punch list for the next album?
Absolutely. If they're listening, you know. I mean,
come on.
Definitely. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of performers and players that I mean have that, I think. But there is definitely a connection, you know.
Gustavo Santaolalla, band leader, arranger, composer, and player in Bajo Fondo. The latest album is called Mar Dulce. Very good to speak with you.
Thank you so much, Marco.
Ya no sé qué pasa con mis sentimientos. Yo vivo a orillas del río.
Bajo Fondo with Nelly Furtado on vocals closes out our show today. Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.